And finally this evening, the U.S. State Department's Special Representative to Muslim Communities, Farah Pandith, is in Rome today on the Italian leg of a tour of Europe. I spoke with her about the challenges she has encountered and the opportunities she has uncovered in the half year since she began her work.
It's been a really remarkable few months. I was sworn in September, as you know, and I've hit every region of the world because what we're doing with engagement with Muslims is very important in terms of the way in which we're doing things. We're talking about the diversity of Islam. And so a Muslim in Sao Paulo is as important to us as a Muslim in Cairo, as a Muslim in Almaty, as a Muslim in Jakarta. We are trying to build partnerships on a people-to-people level through my position and trying to do as much as we can to not only listen but to act on what we hear.
How quickly do you expect to see a payoff from the efforts that you're putting in your position?
Well, this is a long-term commitment on behalf of our government to build partnerships with Muslim communities around the world that are built on the president's vision of engagement, on mutual interest and mutual respect. And what we really want to do is get to know the next generation and find ways that we as the United States government can be the convener and the facilitator and the intellectual partner with ideas that we hear on the ground and move them forward so that we can seed things together, some of which have never happened before, and some of these ideas are new and inventive, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen in the future.